Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and folks, we are live inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Hey, just a quick reminder, and if you love the big bank experience, then don't listen to the next minute or so. If you like big banks where, you know, you have computer-generated voices and all that stuff, and they really don't want to talk to, like, small and medium-sized businesses, then ignore what I'm about to say. But if you're tired of that experience, you need to check out Renaissance Bank. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, and give them a call. Yes, you really can get a live person on the phone when you do that, or leave a voicemail with a live person, and they'll call you back, and they'll make an appointment with you, and you can come in and chat with them and see if Renaissance is a great fit for you. It's been a great fit for me and my clients, so I suggest you at least give them a try if you're in need of a better banking experience. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Rachel Donnelly. Rachel is with Black Dress Consultants. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm delighted to have you here. Let's talk about you and Black Dress Consultants. How are you serving folks out there?
Yeah. So I created this consulting firm because necessity is the mother of invention. And I created this service to be a one-on-one concierge-style consulting firm to help meet clients where they are. And I describe myself as an end-of-life, an after-loss consultant. And in short words, we help families manage the unavoidable logistics of after-loss and end-of-life so that families and individuals can stop wondering what they're supposed to be doing and get back to the things that matter. So we can help them in a variety of situations and obstacles that they may face, either with the business of dying or in an end-of-life situation, helping people to get organized and their wishes documented and ready to go for their families.
You know, one of the things I would think, Rachel, is a common theme here is that no one plans for this. I mean, even if you have a parent, a spouse that is really you know is at the end of their life, they've got maybe a catastrophic illness. There's no way in that stress and crisis you can think of all the things that you need to take care of, right?
Exactly. And that's, like I said, what led me to create this service is it's really hard and it's really unfair to expect a family member who's grieving to make the number of decisions that need to be made either in a crisis situation, an unexpected loss, or even at the end of someone's life. And then after a loss, there are so many logistics and, like I said, the business that needs to be taken care of. And when you're in a grief situation, it's really hard. You have brain fog. You're, of course, very sad. And to have to deal with all of that just adds to that grief and what you're going through.
Sure. Now, I want to get into the specifics of what you do here shortly, but I'm curious how you got, why you formed this consultancy, tell us about your journey.
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned, I have always been one of those people who, if there's a problem, try to come up with a solution. And that's what I think some of the best businesses that are out there. So, unfortunately, I've dealt with a lot of loss in my life. I lost my father when I was in high school, and lost a lot of my, you know, grandparents shortly after that or before that. And my mom got sick a couple of years ago and passed away pretty unexpectedly or pretty fast. It was a pretty fast situation. And I had two young children, two small children, and had just started a new job. And then her passing led me, forced my sister and me to have to take care of her brother, my uncle, who was in the later stages of Parkinson's. So to be, you know, a mother, a working mom with two kids, and to be forced in, you know, a probate situation, the unfurnishing and selling of homes, and then to take care, to manage the care of the a surviving loved one is a lot. And I had to quit my job. I had to leave my job in order to manage all of the affairs. And I really sat there and thought, why isn't there a service out there to help people in this situation? Yes, I had some amazing professionals that helped, the attorneys, and I had to hire them in different states, financial advisors, accountants. However, you really need a project manager to step in, even, you know, if you're managing it from out of state, to manage all of those logistics and help service as that conduit and complement the services of those other professionals. You know, we're living longer, we're more transitional. You know, we don't live in the same small communities that we used to. Our parents aren't just next door. So that adds to, you know, a lot of my clients, they're either living in a different state and having to manage their parents' estate from several states away. And that, you know, really cuts into their life, what's going on with them, their work, their families. So to have a service that then someone who's been there and someone who's got the t-shirt and done all the things and can help serve them with compassion, and I think is an invaluable resource.
Now, one of the things I see here in the show notes is that Black Dress Consultants, you offer consulting services both after but before the passing of a loved one. Dig into that a little bit.
Well, I'm not an attorney. I want to be very clear and have that disclaimer on my website. However, I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant or an attorney. However, we work specifically to complement the services of professionals. And we have created customized consulting and really a proprietary process to work and enhance the work that attorneys and financial advisors are doing and help address some of the blind spots of end-of-life planning. So when you traditionally do the will, the power of attorney, the healthcare, advanced care directives, there are still some things that can be left undone after the loss of a loved one that cause a lot of family conflict. So by addressing those beforehand, you can help save a lot of heartache and anguish for your family. But also, I think it's very meaningful for your legacy to be carried out in the way that's important to you. You know, do you want, what are your funeral wishes? Do you want an ash scattering party in Cabo San Lucas? Do you want a traditional burial? Do you want a green alternative? What are those things? Because a lot of times family members can fight over that. And then the things, the stuff is forever, as I say. And especially after the loss of a loved one, people will really argue over who gets grandma's pie plate or that special pocket watch. So by sitting down and being that accountability partner with a client and helping them think through all of those things, okay, let's write down who's getting grandma's pie plate, who is getting that bureau, who's getting, you know, this, then you can. And then that's, I think that's very meaningful for you to think through who you want to receive those items.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So what I'm hearing is that you're not just hired by a family member or a trustee of an estate, maybe,
right.
But the person who is about to pass away.
Yeah, correct. Yes. We can be in a situation where they are facing, a terminal diagnosis or a serious disease, and help walk that person through, like I said, addressing some of those blind spots and creating a legacy plan for them, of not only preserving family traditions, passing down those family recipes that have been in your family, you know, for a long time, but really thinking through and looking at it with a broad brush, and to help address everything and make sure everything is buttoned up and done according to what you want.
Folks, we're chatting with Rachel Donnelly. Rachel is the founder and CEO of Black Dress Consultants. So Rachel, what are the, you talked about those things that fall between the cracks. Mm-hmm. Give some examples, right, of what those typically are and the most common things that people just don't think about.
Well, you think 20 years ago, our lives were in, I'm looking at your file cabinet, mm-hmm, in here in the studio. We would go into our family member's home, and there are all of their accounts, their paperwork, their bills. Our lives are no longer in file cabinets. They're online. They're in the cloud. They're on devices. Mm. So your digital estate is one of the biggest blind spots that I see in end-of-life planning. The average internet user, and studies vary, but can have between 90 to 207 online accounts with usernames and passwords. So when you are shutting down the accounts and business after a loved one has passed away, a lot of that has to be done online, going in and shutting down their Facebook account, logging into their their shopping accounts or their Instacart or, you know, what have you, and things that are tied to credit cards or that are, recurring services that need to be closed. And there's a lot of important assets there. For instance, think about all of your photos that are either in the iCloud or your Google Drive. And a lot of these big companies, they're very, the terms of service, it's very particular that contract is between the client and the company, or the person and the company, not the family members. So, you know, for instance, Apple, if you don't have that username and password, you're pretty much locked out of that person's life and all of the assets that are in there. Like I said, when I say assets, I mean the photos, the files. A lot of things that do have value. So I work with clients to do sort of an inventory of their digital estate, get them to write down correct username and passwords, and have them stored safely so that their family members can access those. If something, they were incapacitated, unexpectedly, or if they passed away.
Is that the biggest most common problem that folks have, besides not being able to ask a question right? Is that the most common problem that you see that folks have in terms of their estate planning?
Well, I'd say, in the baby boomer generation, they don't have as large of a digital estate as, say, the Gen Xers or the millennials. So that it is an issue, but then there are a lot of other things. They're like, oh, I have my will, I have the trust, I have all the things. I haven't even thought about where I want to be buried. Who's getting, like I said, the physical property, how that's going to be passed down to whom and when and how. So those are a lot of things that do cause, strife. I had a client whose father passed away last summer, and she and their sister could not agree upon that. He said he wanted to be cremated. It was not written down anywhere or expressed with them together. He sat in the morgue for 4 weeks before the sister would finally sign off. And that was very, very hard. So, not to add that morbid tone to our convo today, but it's a real life issue.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm curious to you. I mean, you say you're not a lawyer, you're not a financial advisor, but there's got to be overlap.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So talk about how that overlap works and how you work with the other professionals.
Right. So with estate planning attorneys specifically, a lot of them will make a referral to their client who is probating an estate and they need help managing and carrying out all of those responsibilities and those logistics. So for instance, closing down, you know, those accounts. I have a client, it's a very tragic situation. His adult son passed away unexpectedly. So we're having to go through and look, find out all of his accounts, Facebook, the Twitter, you know, the LinkedIn, all of those things, close those out. So attorneys make the introductions based on garden variety of what they may need. And then I work, you know, specifically and if with the client, if there's anything that I need to loop the attorney in, then we will, and we can get on a call together. But, you know, what I want is to provide a service where we're all working together in concert with each other to have a successful outcome. Financial advisors, I'm working with several specifically where I create customized end-of-life consulting for their clients based on the services that they provide. Mm. So to make sure there's not any overlap, to not overwhelm the client, but they're like, oh, we've already written down the property that the client wants to bequeath to their family. Okay, we check that off, but here, what are the other things that are outstanding that I can help address to enhance and sort of, like I say, supercharge their end-of-life plans?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it strikes me that attorneys and financial advisors, they're supposed to have the answers, and you've got answers too, but one of the things that you really do that's a great service is you're asking all the questions that need to be asked, right? Right.
Yeah.
Or have you thought about that?
Yeah, right? I'm asking the questions that people don't want to face. I mean, think about, this is hard. This is hard stuff. It can be fun, you know, especially when we get to talking about preserving family memories and traditions, that can be the fun part. But there are things that are just really, really tough to think through. That aren't traditionally addressed in, you know, estate planning sometimes. I think of myself as that accountability partner and the one who's asking the tough questions. Mm. And if we get to an impasse and they say, I don't want to think about that right now. Okay, well, I'm going to add a tickler and we're going to come back to that down the road.
Okay, now this may seem like an obvious question, but I'm asked obvious and dumb questions. So, I mean, how does someone know they need to hire you?
Oh, that's a great question. So, I do think that, you know, while I think that this is a service that should have been around for a while, I think that just what's happening in our society, in our world with families, like I said, we're living longer, families are more spread out. We have more stuff. That's really creating a perfect storm for my services. So someone may not think they need me, and then they get 3 months down the road into probate, and they have to get back to their lives, and they're going crazy and pulling their hair out. Probate can be a very long, drawn out and tough process. So when a person may think, oh, I've got this locked up, I'm okay, but then they may get to an impasse, and they need help. So it can come immediately after a loss, addressing a lot of the immediate issues, or down the road. But I always provide a free consultation. Just to get on the phone, what are the things that are keeping you up at night? If the magic wand question, if I could take off three things off your plate right now, what would that be? Mm. And then coming up with a customized plan to meet that client where they are.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I could imagine that there are some clients that come to you and want to hire you, but there's part of the, I guess, the a piece of the apple that they kind of have pretty much set.
Right.
And they're pretty qualified to handle and so forth. But they really need you to, I guess, look over here at another piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely.
And solve that problem. So, right. And that really leads to my next question is, do you have a menu of services that you offer, or how does that work?
I do. Okay. So I put them into buckets of our end of life, mm-hmm. or after loss. Mm-hmm. And I sort of have a wide range, although it's always garden variety, and you can't make this stuff up sometimes of the things that I've done. But yes, you know, I have a whole menu of anything from closing accounts, you know, cleaning out a house, handing over a property that's been bequeathed in the will. So I have several types of services that I outline on my website. Mm-hmm. And give packages, or provide an overview of packages that give people ideas of things that I can help with. But like I said, there's always the other duties as assigned and things that come up that I can help address and do research on and manage.
Now, you alluded, Rachel, to unique or memorable kinds of experiences. I can imagine you have seen quite some interesting things over time.
I have, yes.
share one or two with us.
Oh, gracious. Let's see. Well, I was helping us, you know, they're always sad situations. This one was especially sad. A woman had passed away, and she didn't really have any family. She wasn't married, didn't have kids. Family lived out of state. They came in, took the items that they wanted out of the home, and then went back out of state. And I came in to help oversee and manage the clean out of the house to prepare it for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And 1-800-GOT-JUNK was coming in any moment, and they were taking things, throwing them in the truck. And all right, I'm like, okay, everything's good to go. We've secured all of the property that's, you know, needs to be protected. And I'm looking in this closet, and I see these three boxes, and they all say human cremains. And I'm thinking, oh, well, let me take a look at these. And they were the boxes of the cremated remains of three of the loved ones that I don't think the family knew were there or had forgotten or what have you. So
wow.
as Got Junk was about to grab these and throw these in the dump,
mm-hmm.
I quickly grabbed them,
mm-hmm.
and reached out to the attorney and said, hey, I think we need to, you know, talk to the clients and make sure that they want them. And they were so thankful. Yes, we do want them. So marched on down to the USPS and mailed them to them.
Wow.
The postal lady was very curious why I had three different boxes of human remains, but
I can imagine. Wow. Well, so let's talk about how a consultation works,
mm-hmm.
You know, what that conversation, you know, how I'm sure it's, we don't need to get into exactly how,
right.
The cost of your services, because I know that depends on the client, but
right.
but maybe just how that gets determined.
Correct. Yeah. So, like I said, I offer a 30-minute consultation. That's always usually goes over, very generous with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk through, you know, what's the situation? Is this a before loss? Is this an mm-hmm. after loss situation? Mm. What are the things that are keeping you up at night? What are the things that I could possibly take off your plate? And then me coming up with a customized plan of saying, I think that this will probably take me, you know, 12 to 15 hours of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are always, like I said, garden variety things that come up, but then I can build out a customized package, for the client. We also do, you know, do hourly. If you just want to do straight hourly and not commit to a package, we can do that. I'll get a lot of clients through our in lieu of flowers packages.
Mm.
So if you have someone in your life who's lost a loved one and you want to do more than send that ham or flowers or casserole, you can purchase hours of my time to be gifted to the family to either use immediately or down the road.
Oh, wow. Isn't that nice? Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I would love it, Rachel, as we kind of wind down here, if you maybe could share a success story. I mean, well, you shared one story that's got to be on that list, but maybe another one that where you are particularly proud of the work you did for someone.
Yeah, and loops back to an Alua Flowers package that was purchased for by a woman, and this was an old family friend, and the father had passed away unexpectedly from COVID. Mm. And they were really at a loss of what to do, and he was a veteran and managing all of the unexpected costs that had arisen from that. So a friend of theirs purchased one of my packages, and they provided 5 hours of my time to help the family. And so I helped them, you know, navigate all of, like I said, many of the logistics and doing research for them. And then when the COVID funeral reimbursement program came out, I connected them with that, some VA resources, grief support. I connected them with a senior realtor that could help the mom look at selling her home, a financial planner, because that's one of the big things when a woman loses her husband. A lot of her financial security is really, really tested.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just finished up sort of my time with the family, and the son sent me a very lovely email and just was so appreciative and copied the woman who'd purchased the package and just said, you know, you helped us so much, things we didn't even think about. Doing that research, connecting us with professionals, connecting us with other resources, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So,
wow.
It was very, very sweet, and I was just very proud of that because they wouldn't have been able to afford my time otherwise, and so it was a great service to really help that family in their time of need.
That's awesome. Rachel Donnelly, folks, she is with Black Dress Consultants, the founder and CEO of Black Dress Consultants. Rachel, this has been great. And I can't imagine that there aren't some folks that when they're ready to admit they need services like what you provide that wouldn't want to be in touch. So let's tell them how they can do that.
They can find me at blackdressconsultants.com. You can email me at rachel@blackdressconsultants.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, on all of the things. And if you don't want to admit and just want to keep your head in the sand, you can also prepay for my services so that I can help guide your family after you're gone. So, you know, reach out to me. Like I said, go to our website, blackdressconsultants.com, and I'm more than happy to set up a free consultation and help you manage, provide solutions for life's transitions.
You've got the broom. You can sweep up as necessary, right?
Exactly. I do have the broom.
Okay. Rachel Donnelly, folks, with Black Dress Consultants. Rachel, this has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, folks, just a quick reminder. Speaking of cleaning things up, if you've got administrative tasks in your business that you're spending way too much time on, maybe you've got some bookkeeping that needs to be cleaned up. If you're up at 11 o'clock at night doing your books, that's a problem. I've got an answer for you that involves an angel. Actually, the chief executive angel over at Office Angels, S.E. Escobedo. If you give her a call at 770-442-9246 and explain your problem to her, what she does is go find among her angels, her team of angels, one that best fits your needs, and they fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And she's been around for 21 years now, providing great services to a wide range of businesses, including mine, which is why I can recommend her. So go to officeangels.us to get more information, or just give her a call and let her know that I sent you. 770-442-9246, S.E. Escobedo at Office Angels. And folks, just a quick reminder that you can find our show on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. Here's my bold request. We would love it if you would go find the show and subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Not 3, not 4, not, well, we want 5. And it's not about me. It's not about us at Business Radio X. It's about our great guests like Rachel and the other more than 600 guests we've had on this show over the years who do great work. And we want their work to be found by folks that need their services. So if you could support the show in that way, it helps folks find the show and find them. So if you could do that for us, we would appreciate it. So for my guest, Rachel Donnelly, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.